I'm Todd Gatti, and this is the 3-Minute Head Start. So I'm a runner, and these kind of running streaks that you hear about, that people are on that have run for so many days in a row, obviously as a runner, that kind of piques my interest. And I have a friend up in Cleveland. She has been on a running streak for a long time. In fact, as last I recall, she has been running at least a mile every day for, ready for this, 779 straight days. She is, quite frankly, pretty amazing. This is what I know. We can run that many days in a row, but in life, I guarantee you, we're not going to be able to go 779 days in a row without at some point needing to ask forgiveness from somebody. You may say, Todd, that was yesterday for me. Yeah, I've been there too. When we seek forgiveness, when we ask someone, hey, I need to come to you, I need to ask your forgiveness, how we go about that is real key. And I want to nudge you a little bit today on the podcast and just kind of prompt you to think a little bit with me. How we determine how we approach forgiveness is absolutely vital. I think one of the first things we need to do when we're seeking forgiveness from someone is we need to, before we ever approach them, determine whether or not we need to make any kind of restitution because of whatever offense we've done. Is there any behavior we need to change before we ask for forgiveness? Because just seeking forgiveness without any change really doesn't amount to much, does it? Seeking forgiveness involves turning 180 degrees. It's communicating to that person, hey, I'm changing, and a part of that is now me seeking forgiveness. I think, secondly, we need to then plan exactly what we're going to say before we ask for forgiveness. It's real important to choose the right wording for our apologies. Choose it thoughtfully. Choose it carefully. Think about it. Mull it over in your mind how you're going to approach this, because how we communicate what we say is really, really of vital importance. And I think there's something about saying it this way. I'm sorry that I. Make sure we say it that way. Don't say, I'm sorry that you. That's not a forgiveness plea at all. I'm sorry that I. And then talk about how you ask for forgiveness. As important as the fact of seeking forgiveness is the attitude we take when we seek forgiveness. A proverb says this, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Have you found that to be true? I have. This week, make it a soft answer. Seek forgiveness. It may change the person you're asking forgiveness from. It'll definitely change you. All right, see you next time.